Bruchim Haboim, everybody. Welcome to our Monday night shiur. This week's parsha is Parshas Vayikra, and we're going to read an additional parsha called Parshas Zachor, a parsha that deals with the incident and the historical episode of Amalek attacking the Jewish people. Today's date is Dalid Adur Beis, Tavshin Pei Beis, corresponding with the English calendar, March 7th, 2022. As I mentioned at my opening remark, this week is a Parsha Zachor, and it's a mitzvah, it's asay, to listen to the Parsha, men and women alike, if possible, to go to shul and to listen to the parasha to remember what Amalek has tried to do to the Jewish people. Another reminder, I'd like to remind everyone that we're going to be moving the clock ahead this coming week, Matzoi Shabbos, and that will also push up the fast another hour as a result, just to be aware of that in advance. Instead of me speaking about Parshas Vayikra, I think it's incumbent upon me to stress Parshas Zachor, and actually that's the proper way of labeling the parsha. Most people say it's Parshas Zachor. I just want to make a correction in the way it's been pronounced. It's really, the pronunciation is Zachor. Zachor means to remember. The word Zachor means a male figure. It has been accepted to call it incorrectly, but I felt that it would be my duty to at least say what it should be said, that it's called Parshas Zachor. At any rate, I would like to spend this shiur on Parshas Zachor, the parsha that dealing with Amalek, because it has so much to do with us and our history and our future. Therefore, we're going to be spending time talking about the story, the history, the incident, and the messages that Parshas Zachor imparts to all of us. Let's begin with the reading of the parsha that we're going to be reading the Shabbos at the end of the Kriya of Parshas Vayikra. We're going to be turning to the end of Parshas Kisetse, the last three Pesukim, and it talks about the incident of Amalek attacking the Jewish people. So we will begin to share with reading the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Zochor es asher oso v'chor Amalek, remember what Amalek has done to you, baderech, on the road, b'seizchem mimitzrayim, when you have left Egypt. Ashakorcho baderech, which they have met you on the road, v'yizanei b'cho kol ha'necheshovim achrecha, and they have attacked attacked the weak ones among you, v'ata oye v'yogeya, and you are tired and weary, v'lo yore elohim, and they did not fear Hashem. V'hoya, it'll be, v'haniach Hashem elokecha l'cho mikol oyivecha, and it will be when Hashem, your God, will relax you, relieve you from mikol oyivecha, from all of your enemies, misoviv, around you, b'ovet, in the land, asher Hashem elokecha nosen l'cho nachala, l'vishta, with Hashem your God has given you inheritance to inherit, timcha ezecha Amalek, you have an obligation to wipe out the memory of Amalek, mitachas hashemayim, from beneath the heavens, lo tishkach, you shall not forget. That is the parasha. So there are many questions that come up trying to understand the parasha, understanding why it's a mitzvah to remember what Amalek has done, and that why we have such a hate for Amalek. All this is so important to understand, so that we'll understand the mitzvah and do the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek properly. First and foremost, let's get to the historical aspect. What actually did happen? The Bnei Yisrael were on their way to Har Sinai. They left Mitzrayim with greatness, with glory, and all of a sudden, totally unprovoked, Amalek appears just like out of the nowhere in the desert to go ahead and attack the Bnei Yisrael, to harm them, and hopefully they were unsuccessful, Baruch Hashem, but their plan was to fight and obliterate the Jewish people. We, therefore, were told, because of their attitude and because of their willingness to attack the Bnei Yisrael, we have a mitzvah to remember what they have done, and we have to remember this every year, to the point that there is a mitzvah to wipe out the memory of Amalek under the heaven. So that was actually the actual incident. However, what actually did Amalek tend to do? Just to wipe us out, was that their goal? The Sefer Hadeyah V'Hadibor, written by the Lutzke Rav, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in his Drasha of Drush Beis, asks an interesting question on the actual pasuk that I mentioned a moment ago. It mentions twice the word baderech. It says first, Zocho is asher osu l'cho Amalek baderech b'teischem b'Mitzrayim, on the road going away from leaving Mitzrayim. And again, in the next pasuk, it says, Asher kocho baderech, which they have met you on the road. What is the necessity to mention the road? They're out to attack the Jewish people. What is this baderech supposed to signify? Not only that it's mentioned in, this is in the Torah, but it's mentioned in the Navi, a similar pasuk, where Hashem is saying to the Jewish people, Kayam Hashem Tzavokos, Hashem, the gods of the hosts, Pakatiti es Asher Osa Amalek Yisrael. I remember what Amalek has done to the Jewish people, Asher. Zom lo baderech ba'alasam b'mitzrayim, which there. On the road going up from Mitzrayim. What is this whole idea of Baderech? Why is it mentioned Baderech? What was the point of mentioning it? It's now three times in the Torah it's mentioned with Baderech. Who cares if it's with the road or not on the road? What was the point behind that? Another question, which is also intriguing. We are a holy people. We don't want to stress hatred. The Torah has a mitzvah that there shouldn't be nekima and netira. There shouldn't have be this feeling of revenge and having a grudge. We know it's forbidden. And the Torah says to the incident that happened with Amalek, lo tishkach, don't forget what he's done. So again, it begs even another question, a stronger question. Not only Baderech is it concerned, what's the stress on the Baderech, but why is it that when we're always taught, don't bear a grudge, don't go ahead and take revenge from others, but like forgive and forget, right? No, lo tishkach, don't forget what Amalek did. So we have to understand there's something unusual about the war of Amalek against the Jewish people. We don't have the same hatred against the Egyptians. As a matter of fact, the Egyptians were apparently much worse than the Amaleki. The Egyptians were cruel to us. They were our cruel taskmasters that tortured us. That we don't have that same attitude towards the Egyptians. There's no such myths to go ahead and wipe them out. There is something special and something very fundamental about Amalek. What is this about Amalek? So the Lutzke Rav explains that this was not a regular war. This was a war against Hashem. The Baderech, why is it mentioned twice, Baderech? What road were they going to? They were going on the road to Kabbalah HaTorah. The Amaleki, the nation of Amalek, was the antithesis of living a life of Kedusha, living a life of holiness. And a matter of fact, as the Sefer Hadayah of the Hadibur explains, that in the eyes of Amalek, this was a holy war. This is a war to obliterate the Jewish people who are going to be Mekabel the Torah. They were motivated by their Tsar, their heavenly angel, that's called Samael, that we know that angel to be the famous three powers, the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, and the Malach HaMavet, all in one. This was that Malach Samael, and this is what motivated Amalek. This power came about to try to stop Bnei Yisrael from the Kabbalah HaTorah, because Kabbalah HaTorah was the exact antithesis of what the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, and the Malach HaMavet stood for. Right before that, there was the episode where the Jewish people left Mitzrayim. They arrived at Maror, that place with bitter waters. And we know at that place they learned various mitzvahs. They learned about the mitzvah of Shabbos. They learned about the mitzvah of Kibbud Av V'Em. They learned about Chukim and Mishpatim. They learned about Hashem. And they were on now their way after being prepared at Marah to go be Makabel the Torah. This is something that Amalek, which was motivated by this Malach and Shemayim, couldn't tolerate. His last chance would be to stop them at the place of Rephidim, that was right before coming to Har Sinai. And he did it in a clever way to make them weak in their learning Torah by their not having enough water, and they started to complain. And as a result of their complaining, they questioned Hashem's existence, This is all motivated by Amalek. And as soon as that came about, where their weakness towards Hashem became evident, Amalek was able to attack the Jewish people. We can ask a very simple question. How is it possible that Amalek, this strange country, strange nation out of nowhere, would be successful in attacking the Bnei Yisrael? Hashem saved the Bnei Yisrael from so many evils, from Mitzrayim, with so many miracles. How was it possible that they had the audacity to leave the comforts of their country and come attack the Bnei Yisrael? It's only because this was a holy war against the Jewish people, against the Torah, against what they stood for. And therefore, this is what the Lutzkevav explains, why they had to try to stop the Bnei Yisrael, because that was their only chance to succeed. But since this is what took place, and they did attack the Bnei Yisrael, so we have a mitzvah to always remember this enemy, the enemy who stands against Torah, against Kedusha, against Yiras Shamayim. And the truth of the matter is, the enemy still exists. If maybe we don't know physically where this Amalek is, but we know that in his arsenal, Amalek has three powerful weapons. As the Pasuk says, Hashekocha Baderech, that he went ahead and met the Jewish people on the road to Kabbalah Satorah. So the explanation, Rashi explains, Asher Korcho Baderech, Lashin Mikra, happenstance. They brought into Klal Yisrael the concept of Mikra, that the world is not controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It works with coincidence, happenstance. Some things happen this way and some things happen that way. Nothing is definitely guided by Hashem. Mikra. That was one of the things in their arsenal. And we have a lot of that today where people question Hashem. This is one of the tools, one of the weapons of Amalek. Another explanation of Korcha Baderech, Rashi says, Lashin Keri, Vituma, immorality. Yes, yes, Amalek is in every newsstand and every shopping plaza, wherever there's an assortment of magazines that are inappropriate to even look at. That's where Amalek is. The philosophy of Amalek is there, where there are immoral pictures and images, whether it's on YouTube or whether it's on a magazine rack. That's all Amalek. Amalek has his henchmen ready to go ahead and spread his unwanted. And unappreciated philosophy. And finally, we have over there Kor V'Chaim. The word Asher Korcha Baderech is Kor V'Chaim. What is hot and cold? What does that mean? It means to say they are experts in mockery. They take something holy and they ridicule it. And with mockery, it's like acid, you have acid that can eat through steel, acid that can eat through metal, through anything. It destroys it, like rust on metal. Yes. Mockery can destroy anything holy. And that's the tools that I mentioned in the arsenal of Amalek. And we have Amalek around today. And we have to be careful from Amalek. So this was what the Lutzkerov explained, that it was a holy war. By the three examples were my personal examples, but I am just sharing the general message over here from Hadeya Vahadibar, that this was a holy war against Kedusha, and we are taught never to forget what they have done, because they were the instigators of the rest of the world jumping, so to say, on the bandwagon to hate the Jewish people. And we know also that Rashi explains with a mashal that it's a mashal to a person passing by a very, very big boiling tub. And if you put your finger on it, you would burn your finger to pieces. And a foolish person would see that and want to prove that he's able to be a hero and to cool off the water. He'll jump in and burn his body from head to toe with his foolishness, yet he has cooled off the water a drop. Another fool would watch him and says, "Boy, he did it, maybe I could do it too. So maybe I'll become famous. I'll burn myself, but it doesn't matter." And he jumps in, and again, he burns himself, but cools the tub a little bit more. And a third and fourth and fifth person, until finally it becomes lukewarm. The whole world at that time was terrified of the Jewish people. The entire world was terrified after they heard how Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. They left through the Kriyas Yamsuf. We are familiar with in the Az Yashe, we say, Chil Ochaz Yashe Parashas. A fear grabbed on the people of Parashas, of Pelishtim. Oz Nivhalu Alufi Edom. The chiefs of Edom were confounded. Ele Moav Yechazei Meirad. The leaders of Moab were terrorized. Namogi Kol Yashe Kanaan. All of the people in Canaan melted away. When the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, the whole world was terrified from starting up with the Bnei Yisrael. Who took away that terror? Who took away the terror? It was Amalek. Amalek said, "I could go fight against the Jewish people. I fight against Kedusha." And he did it. And by doing that, he cooled off the whole world from Bnei Yisrael, and that would be one explanation why there is so much anti-Semitism. There's more than one, but that's one explanation why there is so much anti-Semitism, because Amalek was the first one to initiate this kind of anti-Semitism. So this is one way of approaching the story of Amalek. And we have a mitzvah to remember this, a mitzvah, I say, to remember what has happened. Now, Rav Aaron Kotler, in his Sefer Mishnas, Rabbi Aaron, has a little bit of a different approach, but also very fundamental and also very, very important. He brings down from the Medrash, on the pasuk of Zechor is Asher Osa Rechor Amalek Baderech Betzeskim Mitzrayim. There's a marshal. The marshal is the following. Let me read the marshal and I'll explain it. Marshal Amar Hadavid Daimer. I have a parable. It's a parable to what this is explained. What is this compared to? Lamelech to a king. Sehoyelo Pardes Echad. He had one orchard, the Hakelev Koshur Bepesach Hapardis, and the dog was tied to the entrance of the orchard, Umabit Bechomashim Bepardis, and he looked around around the Pardis like to protect it. Nichnas Oyhavoy Shomelech, the loved one, the friend of the king, enter the orchard, lignive min hapartis, to steal something from the partis. V'shisa boyas hakelev v'kara begodav. And the dog bit him and tore his clothing. Omer hamelech, the king said, im ani oimer oyhavai, if I will directly oppose and speak to my loved one, loma nichnes l'terech partis shali, why did you enter my orchard? I didn't want to go and right away offend him, but he said, why did you enter? But Hari ani malbenes ponav, I would put him to shame. But I love my friend. I don't want to put him to shame. Ella, I will say something different. Arisa kelev shaita, you saw this wild dog? Heich kares begodecha. How was it possible for him to tear your clothing? That would be like a hint. Miyadu meivin ma'osor. Right away, he would get the hint to realize that he was caught stealing. Ach omalei Moshe Yisrael. This is what Moshe said to the Jewish people. Zohar is asher osor l'cha Amalek. Remember what Amalek has done to you. So what is now Moshe trying to say? A little different than what we mentioned before from the Sefer Hadeya v'Hadibur. According to Rav Aaron Kotler Zatal, he's mentioning that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to remember what Amalek has done. The question is, what are we supposed to remember? We have to remember the cause of Amalek's appearance. Amalek came for a reason. Amalek came because something happened with the Bnei Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael have not been as dedicated and sincere at the time when they reached the place Rafidim in their Limud HaTorah. Not that they didn't learn Torah, but there was, on the level of the Bnei Yisrael, there was a laxity. That laxity motivated the Amaleki to come and attack the Jewish people. I'll explain a little bit later why they were motivated. But the Bnei Yisrael were attacked by Amaleki because they expressed some kind of a mediocrity, so to say. They were mediocre about certain observances of Hashem, of his supervision, over his overall protection. There was some bit of lack of Yirah Shemayim. We mentioned it from the day of Adiba, but there was a malach involved. But we're not going through that approach. There was a laxity, there was no war at the time, and there was some type of a laxity towards Hashem. This laxity, against Hashem and learning Torah, motivated Amalek to come, and as a result, Amalek cooled off the Jewish people from the entire world. And we have a mitzvah to remember from that point on, to remember what Amalek has tried to do to us, and we have a mitzvah to wipe out Amalek's memory. Their goal was the same, as I mentioned before. Their goal was a holy war against the Torah, against the Jew. They were the antithesis of Torah and Yerushalayim. They had no willing and desire to allow anything holy to remain in the world. Therefore, since we were the ones who were the cause of Amalek coming and attacking us, and the reason why Amalek came to attack us is to put us straight on our feet, and we are obligated to remember this this laxity that we had right before we came to Har Sinai. And therefore, the mitzvah became a mitzvah asay of Zechiras Mechias Amalek in the Torah that we're supposed to remember every year. Comes out from the Mishnah's Rebbe Aaron, a phenomenal chiddush. And that is, this novelty is that we, because of our laxity, created in the environment a laxity that motivated the Amaleki to come attack us. Because had we not been lax in our observance of Torah, in our Limud HaTorah, again, on the level that you and I have no concept of, please, we have to be very, very careful when we're talking about the Dor HaMidbar. We're talking about human beings who are more angelic than human. But again, we're talking about people who, in the eyes of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, were on an extremely, extremely elevated level. But yet, in Hashem's perception of this level that they should not have been, Amalek was allowed to attack the Jewish people. Even though that the Jewish people, like I mentioned before, were able to put terror into the hearts and the minds of all of the people they were going to contend with in the Eretz Canaan, as I mentioned before. Chil Achaz Yashrei Peloshes, as we said before about in Oz Yashir, there was a tremendous fear among the people in Canaan, among Moab, among all of the Pelishtim. It was a terrible fear. All of a sudden, it disintegrated. What was the cause of that? The cause of that was the Bnei Yisrael's laxity of their Shmiras HaMitzvahs and their Limud HaTorah. And this is therefore the reason why Amalek has come, and we are mechuyev to remember this, that we have to remember this until Mashiach comes. Why Amalek came? Because of our laxity, we motivated Amalek to come. Now the question would be, why is this read right before Purim? We have a mitzvah to read the Parsha Zachor right before Purim, because Purim is the holiday of the downfall of Amalek, the downfall of Haman. And when we remember Haman's plan and plot, try to destroy the Jewish people, and how Hashem has foiled it, and how was it foiled? It was b'mahapachu. It was inverted. It says in the Megillah, Haman wanted Chatzar Shalom to destroy the Jewish people, and it was b'mahapachu, the other way around. The Jewish people ended up destroying Haman. And the truth of the matter is, all of this episode that we remember, the story of Amalek right before Purim, really has its origin, believe it or not, in Parshas Toldos. Because in Parshas Toldos, we have the incident where Yaakov took the blessings away from his brother Esau. And when Esau found out about this, he was deeply hurt and he cried a very terrible, bitter cry. That cry was from the deepest part of his heart, and he begged his father for a blessing. What does Yitzchak give a bracha to Esav? He says the following, Vayan Yitzchak Ovav, I am quoting the Pasuk in Perichov Zayin, in Toldos, Pasuk Lametes. Vayan Yitzchak Ovid v'yomer Elov, and Yitzchak, his father, answered and he said to him, to Esav, Hine Mishmani ha'aretz yiyeh moishavecha. From the fat of the land will be your dwelling, umital ha'shamayim me'ol, and from the dew that falls from heaven above. V'alchar b'chasichya, and you will live on your sword. V'esachicha ta'avod, and your brother you will serve. V'hayakashe torid, ufarakta ula me'al tzavarecha. And if you will be in pain to see your brother Yaakov not serving Hashem and not observing the Torah, then you can ufarakta ula me'al tzavarecha, you can throw off the yoke from upon your neck, and you will be in charge of Yaakov. The story of Haman is really written in the blessing that Yitzchak gave Esav. He told Esav, you're going to be Yaakov's whipping boy. You are going to be there to keep Yaakov in line. Yaakov is going to be your superior. But if Yaakov doesn't observe the Torah, doesn't listen to the mitzvos, doesn't do what he has to do, then you can throw off the yoke from upon your neck and you will be in charge. And the story of Purim is the story of this blessing. Haman gained power. Haman gained power only because the Jewish people did not obey Mordechai HaYehudi's instructions. He forbade the Jewish people from attending the Suda of Achashverosh. The Bnei Yisrael were not adherent to the Divrei Chachamim, the words of Mordechai HaYehudi, and Haman all of a sudden became powerful, and he was now above Yaakov, and he planned the plot of killing the Jewish people, Chas V'Shalom. Once Bnei Yisrael did tshuva, they fasted for 3 days, like we know the story with Esther Malka. The Bnei Yisrael learned Torah. They had repented with all their heart. V'nahafechu. All of a sudden, back goes Yaakov. Yaakov becomes superior, and Esav is now below Yaakov. The story of Purim is the destiny of the Jewish people. Whenever the Jewish people obey Hashem's mitzvahs, they are superior. And if not, Chas V'Shalom, then Esav is superior. We are supposed to remember, according to Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal, the Mishnah's Rebbe Aaron, we have a mitzvah asay to remember why Amalek came to us. Amalek came to us because we, at Rafidim, at the place called Rafidim, was Rafu Yedeim Milimud HaTeira. The Bnei Yisrael had weaknesses. Their hands were weakened, their observance of the Torah. When that happens, Hashem had to send Amalek, and he allowed Amalek to come and attack, because that was part of the bracha that Esav received from his father Yitzchak. And once we remember this incident of Amalek attacking the Jewish people, this would give us the strength, the fortitude, and the courage to always fight against the forces of Amalek by improving our observance of Torah and mitzvos. And as a result, when we always remember this, we'll always be able to be superior. This is very, very important. And therefore, we have a mitzvah asay, a mitzvah of Zechiras Mechias Amalek, not just for the fact we are trying to take revenge, which is true too, but that the purpose of the Zechiras Mechias Amalek, to remember, to wipe out Amalek, is to remember the cause why Amalek came. And by remembering the cause, it'll strengthen our emunah and betachin in Hashem. We will get strong in our observance, and we will avoid having Amalek come attack us again. So these are two approaches to understanding the story of Amalek. We read the story of Amalek right before the story, right before the holiday of Purim. It's a very important message that we are always to remember, that Amalek is there to remind us that we have obligations to Hashem, and that's part of the destiny of the Jewish people. And if we have a mitzvah always to remember, then we'll always be on guard of the Yetzer Hara and the Satan and the Malach HaMavos, who tries to incite us into doing averus and going away from the Derech Hashem. May this Purim that's forthcoming shall be a Purim full of simcha, full of encouragement, and full of the message that we as a Jewish people are blessed with a glorious future, with a destiny right up to Mashiach, and by doing what we're supposed to be doing, by remembering the message that is being expressed in the incident of Amalek, will always be able to be zeicha to great, great things, and be zeicha to Mashiach coming speedily in our days. Have a wonderful week, and be matzliach. A good Shabbos.